The Amos and Andy program has been delayed a few minutes in order to bring you the latest news from the NBC newsroom in New York. Here is Don Hollenbeck.
Allied armies in Normandy push closer tonight to their immediate objectives, the port of Cherbourg and the railway town of Caen, 10 miles inland. An American flying wedge of parachute troops and infantrymen has cut the main line of German communications to Cherbourg by capturing the town of Saint-Mère-Église, 19 miles away, and sweeping on across the main peninsular railway and the highway that runs parallel to it. Communique number 8 tonight says again, satisfactory progress. And here's a summary of the situation as Supreme Headquarters sees it. Heavy fighting in all areas, particularly around Caen, where the Germans are making a frantic effort to stop the advance of the British and Canadians. Both sides are using more and more armor. So far, the Germans haven't been able to match ours. A good many of the German strong points that had to be bypassed have now been eliminated. Weather is still foul, but supplies are getting through to the beachheads, although air activity has been cut to a minimum. Tonight's communique tells of a sea battle off Brittany before dawn today. 8 Allied destroyers, none of them American, blew up a German destroyer, ran another aground, and damaged 2 more off Ousant Island, due west of Brest. An American-led destroyer force intercepted a force of heavily armed German torpedo boats and drove them off the beachhead area in the Seine Bay, around the islands of Saint-Marcouf. Generals George Marshall and H.H. Arnold and Admiral Ernest King, our top commanders of land, sea, and air, have arrived in London to meet with the Allied High Command. Some of the problems they have to consider are these. The Allied offensive is entering its most critical phase tonight, with little prospect that the danger will pass for at least 10 days more. The biggest ally the Germans have had so far is the weather. It has delayed the unloading of our supplies, and the beachhead just doesn't get along without supplies. We're getting stuff ashore despite this break. When the weather does turn fine, everybody will breathe easier, except the Germans. Our air punch, too, depends on weather. The Allies need this great striking power to keep German reserves out of the battle. Days of idleness for this air punch mean just that many more German reserves for the ground forces to handle. But one great advantage the Allies possess is initiative. Our commanders know where we're going, and the Germans don't. They must scatter their defense, and Rommel cannot be at all certain that this Normandy landing is the real Allied blow. With control of the seas, the Allies can go anywhere they wish. Now some invasion impressions from various observers at the front. One of the biggest groups of American casualties and German prisoners of war came into a British port early Saturday invasion time. Many of those injured were airborne troops with broken legs. Most of the prisoners are described as a sorry-looking lot. The Berlin radio tonight says Marshal Rommel looks as if he has been losing sleep. Well, that's one German report it's a pleasure to believe. And in case the German people are wondering why Goebbels hasn't done a little article on the invasion, the Berlin radio explains today that Goebbels' paper Das Reich had gone to press just too early for the big doings, so he got scooped. And finally, one lonely Japanese has showed up on the German side in Normandy. Not as a soldier, just as a ditch digger. Americans who put him in the prisoner cage with some of the master race said he looked so sorry. Now a roundup of news on the other fronts today. The Japanese fleet, which has been so coy, has been leading with its chin. Tonight, General MacArthur's headquarters announces the sinking of 4 Japanese destroyers off the western coast of New Guinea by Mitchell bombers. A day or two, Liberators damaged a heavy cruiser. Shortly before that, another destroyer had been sunk. General progress is reported on the Asian mainland, except at Changsha, where the showdown battle is developing. More good news from the Western Oceans. A joint Anglo-American statement tonight says Allied shipping losses during May in the Atlantic were the lowest by far of any month of the war. For every United Nations ship sunk, several German submarines are being sent to the battle. To the bottom, I beg your pardon. Allied troops still have it all their own way in Italy. The whole front is now in motion, with gains up to 55 miles north of Rome. Announced today are the capture of the important towns of Viterbo and Tarquinia. Premier Bonomi, 71-year-old successor to the edged-out Badoglio, says he'll have a cabinet formed by tomorrow.
This special news report by Don Hollenbeck came to you from the NBC Newsroom in New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.